The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, last week, WhatsApp's parent company, Facebook, updated some of the terms of use for the service, prompting many to ask, how can they get away from big tech in their day-to-day lives? Our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, joins us now to take a closer look at how to remove your data from a big tech platform and what alternatives you might have. And indeed, can you continue to enjoy their services while not sharing your data? Jess, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, what prompted you to look at this? What changes have been made that alerted you?
So last week, as you mentioned there, WhatsApp announced that it was going to update its terms of service. And the weird thing about this story was that there was one update for those of us living in the European region. And I say European region, not EU, because the UK is included in that. And then another update for those living in other parts of the world, such as the US. The difference for us here in the European region is nothing at all. What they said is that they were just making their terms of use that bit clearer. However, in the US and other parts of the world, there was a closer tie between WhatsApp and the parent company Facebook. So there was elements of data sharing going on there for advertiser use, for business use and so on, which got a lot of people's backs up. And unfortunately, given the way the internet works, a lot of people misread that and thought that we here in Europe were impacted by that. So there has been a hell of a lot of people up in arms over this. Also, then you had people like Elon Musk tweeting, use Signal, which is the alternative to WhatsApp. So there has been a massive surge in people leaving the different Facebook platforms. But sometimes when people stop using it, they don't remove their data, or they don't know what they stand to lose by using a different platform.
Oh, OK, now, just to clarify, WhatsApp, your messages are encrypted end to end. So we're told. And there's no advertising. So what if I'm a WhatsApp user, which I am, I'm not a Facebook user. What on earth would information from me could be given to Facebook?
So the information that WhatsApp has on you is, and again, it depends on, as you said, that you're not a Facebook user, but what it does have is your user information. So your user ID, your device ID, the usage data, so how much you're using it, the diagnostics. There are other different bits and pieces that you can do, such as your location information, your contacts, the user consent, so what you've consented to, what you haven't. And there's other different identifiers that could be utilized that links back directly to you.
OK, so the fact that I'm not a Facebook user, then what happens? Is my data then useless to them because there's no way in which I'm going to be looking at Facebook?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, to stress, here in Europe, that tie hasn't been made. It's just that in different parts of the world, it has been made, which leaves it open, I suppose, to the fact that this could come into play in the European regions. However, last week I was talking to the Office of the Data Protection Commission, and they were saying that if any changes like that were to come into play, they would have to have serious conversations with Facebook to ensure that it's all, you know, GDPR compliant and so on and so forth.
OK, now, what does Facebook actually own? Which of the tech platforms we're familiar with?
So it owns, obviously, the Facebook platform itself, Facebook Messenger, which a lot of people use, Oculus, which is the virtual reality unit, WhatsApp and Instagram. So they have quite a few different brands under the one umbrella.
So if you want to stop sharing your data, what do you have to do and what do you lose if you decide that you want to not share?
Okay, well, the first thing to note, as you mentioned there, Pat, is that you don't have to have a Facebook account to use WhatsApp or Instagram or Oculus, but they are still under that big umbrella. But if you just want to use WhatsApp, for example, and have no interaction with any other platform, that is completely fine. As you said, your messages are encrypted end to end. So WhatsApp, Facebook, none of them can get into your messages or your memos. But if you do want to leave Facebook, for example, there are a few different steps that you have to go through. It's worth noting that once you decide to permanently delete your account, it can't be reactivated. So all of your photos, your posts, your videos, everything will be gone and you won't be able to retrieve it. Also, if you get rid of the main Facebook account, you won't be able to use Facebook Messenger. So what I would recommend anyone who wants to delete their Facebook account does is go on to their platform and download a copy of your information. It's very easy to do. You just go into settings and privacy, and from there you can download your entire archive that will have all of your posts, all of your photographs, everything that Facebook has on you will be in that archive. So you can download it and then decide to permanently delete your account. The downside to that, though, Pat, is a lot of businesses, particularly small businesses at this time as well, are utilizing Facebook as a platform to interact with their customers. I know that a lot of people, particularly services, will push customers to using the Facebook Messenger, for example, to manage the customer queries. So you will be foregoing that if you do decide to delete your Facebook account.
Okay, so when you've deleted your Facebook account, you lose access to Facebook Messenger and so on and so forth. So that's it. You're gone. You've downloaded what was there, your archive, as it were. So you're safe. But can you rejoin Facebook?
You can rejoin Facebook, but you can't reactivate that platform. So again, okay. If
you're
I decide to delete
from square one.
Exactly it, exactly it. All of your friends, connections, everything is completely gone. So you are starting afresh.
Now, suppose you want to deprive Google of your data. What do you lose if you decide not to use Google anymore?
This is the trickier one. I was thinking about this morning, Pat. I think I could let go of Facebook, but I think I would be a little bit lost without Google, because Google owns different services such as the Google search function, Gmail, YouTube, Nest, and then different devices like the Google Pixel. It is possible to remove all of your content from the platform and then go to an alternative. There are a number of alternatives out there. But what you need to do is, again, going into your account information on your Gmail account. Again, you can download all of your data and you can delete absolutely everything. But that means then you won't be able to get the likes of Gmail, Google Drive, Google Calendar and Google Play. And that may then impact the performance of your phone if you have an Android phone, for example.
Okay. So therefore, the opportunity to go somewhere else. I mean, who else is running comparative services? I know you can go to Bing if you're Microsoft, whatever. Do they offer a Bing email?
Yeah, you can. You can get extra email. There's all kinds of email services, DuckDuckGo, loads of different ones that are out there. The thing to note, though, and this is an important point to clarify, that if you do go to another provider, you won't get that one-stop shop such as Google for, you know, Google Maps, Google Drive, Calendar, YouTube, all of that sort of stuff. It'll all be individual services. And I think the convenience factor, and that's a very clever thing that Big Tech did, was they made the different platforms, whether it was Facebook or Google, the one-stop shop. The alternative that a lot of people are talking about now when it comes to WhatsApp, which is where we started on this conversation, is Signal. And Signal, it's quite interesting. One of the head honchos at Signal was one of the co-founders of WhatsApp. And he actually left Facebook when Facebook bought WhatsApp because he didn't like the plans that Facebook had for monetization. There was a big disagreement there. So he has since gone on to invest heavily into Signal. And what Signal offers is the same end-to-end encryption. You can do the same video calls. You can do the same voice calls over internet, but it is completely encrypted. They don't give you the option to back up to the cloud. So, you know, Pat, if you're moving from one phone to the other, you go into mm-hmm. WhatsApp and it'll say, do you want to back this up to your Google Cloud or wherever it is? That means that your conversations are going up to a service that doesn't offer the same end-to-end encryption, so that there is the potential for your messages to be compromised in some way, shape or form there. Signal doesn't actually give you that option to back up to a third-party service because security is paramount. So you lose that aspect, which is something to note as well.
How does it pay for itself? I mean, WhatsApp, no ads, but they have ownership by Facebook, and if they can convey data from one platform to the other platform, they can monetize it in that way. How does Signal make its money?
Yeah, this is something that's interesting. So this is a non-profit organization, and the business model is very much focusing on just trying to put any money that they make back into itself. They have a lot of investors who are very security focused. They also rely on donations as well. Donations is a big part of what they do. It's kind of almost crowdfunded to a certain extent. But they are very much focused on the non-advertising, non-personalization of the service. And as I mentioned, you know, Elon Musk tweeted on the 7th of January, use Signal. And that caused a massive spike in the number of downloads for Signal to the point where the system actually crashed. People weren't getting the verification text to set up their account because there was such a surge in users signing up. So this does seem to be the way forward. But the thing with social media and these connectivity tools is that they're only useful if you've someone to talk to on them. So, yeah. For example, Pat, if you wanted to move to Signal, but your wife and daughters were all still using WhatsApp, that's no good to you. So we need everybody who wants to make the move across so that you can have that level of connectivity and community that we already have on the different platforms that we're using.
Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, thank you very much for that. Now,